Good morning, everyone. Maybe the title is different compared to the program book because that one is too long. So I thought I can do a better job. This is shorter, the title. So today I'm going to talk about the comparisons of the optical sensors in estimating in-season biomass and the grain yield in winter wheat. So accurate and timely estimation of crop biomass and grain yield, especially grain yield, are the key objectives of agronomists and farmers. And satellite have been used for decades to do the like land type classification and predicting yield, but there are limitations in the precision ag is usually associated with low spatial resolution and low temporal resolution. So here is an example. The two imagery on the left are taken from cameras from like 50 meters and 120 meters. And the right one is from satellite imagery, from satellite, and you can see much more variation in the camera at low altitude. And to watch the crop more closely and timely, and more people are turning to use remote sensing tools like a ground platform, like a active sensor, green seeker, the rabbit scan, or the aerial platform with the high resolution cameras. It can be a modified camera, multispectral camera, or thermal camera. So the objective of this study is to compare the ability of three different types of sensors, the modified CMOS sensor camera, multispectral imager, and active optical sensor in estimating biomass at grain yield in winter wheat. The winter wheat was planted last grain season at five locations in the state of Kansas across the gradient of precipitation because the precipitation is the number one limiting factor for the crop production in Kansas. And this five location, Ashland Bottom, this one, is a research plot, and the other four on farm. So experiment design the RCBD and the treatment are four rays of an application and four hybrids. The imagery data was collected from Canon T4i modified camera and a multispectral camera, Red Edge. The active sensor data was taken from rabbit scan. The UES platform is DJI S800 EVO, and all the operation was under GOA, like legally. And the flight height, I didn't put there, but it's 50 meters above ground. The biomass was collected from 12 quadrat, 50 centimeter by 50 centimeter quadrat, and all the imagery data and biomass data was collected at 10 different ground stage, from fixed 4 to fixed 11.3. And the yield data was collected like hand harvest from one by one contract. Statistical analysis using SAS 9.3, economics procedure alpha 0.5. So before we go any further, I want to compare different sensors. First one on the left is a Canon T4i modified camera with three band. The green, red, infrared, we took out the infrared block filter and put a notch filter back on. The second is a multispectral camera from Maxence. It's a Red Edge. So the key feature is the Red Edge band. So beside the green, red, and infrared, we also got blue and Red Edge. On the right, this is a rapid scan CS45 active optical sensor. Got the red edge and infrared. So all three sensors got red and an infrared, and two of the sensors also got the red edge. So the very thing indices we used are NDVI and NDRE. I'm sure you guys are pretty familiar with that, so I will just skip that. So every time for the image data collection, we will plan the flight path. So the bird can carry the camera and fly as we want. So now we got evenly distributed cameras, the imageries. So the blue square are the position of the camera when they are taking the picture. So before we really do the analysis, we need to correct the imagery. So position-wise, you need to put the point at the right position. And we use 36 ground control points throughout the field. And the GPS data was collected with RTK, Topcon Hyperlight RTK GPS. The map accuracy is 2 centimeters. For reometric correction, we use 9 shades of gray panel and build the calibration model at different bands so we can convert the brightness value to reflectance. So now we got corrected imagery. This is showing a visible imagery, but actually it's like a purplish imagery because they're using blue channel to record near infrared. This is just an example for the field. And then we extract data from the quadrat to calculate the NVI, NVRE, and get plot against the active sensor data and the biomass to get idea. And then let's see some result. So first, I want to say what relation between the two cameras, how the NVI are related with each other. So at fixed 4 of winter weight, they are highly correlated with R squared 0.93. And at fixed 7, it's 0.89. Fixed 10, same thing, it's pretty high correlated. And then next, I want to compare the different indices at the sensor. With the two sensors with both red edge and red, I'll compare the NDRE and the VI. They're highly correlated. So basically, they're giving me the same information. So is that true? Here is different vegetation indices and the green yield and the biomass. So the R square is the top three lines are from cameras, and the bottom two brownish lines are from active sensor. And you can see from fixed 4, it's already got pretty high relationship at R square like 0.8. Until the fixed 11.1. So before fixed 11.1, all the R-square is above 0.72. And we didn't get really good relationship from active optical sensor except at fixed 10.2. And for the grain yield estimation, we can say the ability of the estimation is increasing through the green season, and then we'll drop at the last minute. And at before the fixed 10.2, the active optical sensor is working a little bit better. And after the fixed 10.2, which is flowering time, it's like it's not as good as the cameras. And so my conclusion will be, the NVI values derived from the two cameras are highly correlated, and for sensor with both red and red edge bands, NDRE is highly correlated with NDVI. You guys maybe see that they're like on top of each other, and there's no significant difference between each other. And second, for in-season biomass estimation, both Canon T4i modified camera and the red edge mounted spectral imager can precisely estimate in-season biomass from fixed 4 to fixed 11.1, and there's no significant difference between two sensors. The RabbitScan active sensor only showed moderate ability to estimate biomass at 10.2. And for green yield estimation ability, all these three sensors have similar trend that the ability increase at earlier grown stage and decrease at later grown stage. And before the flowering time and after flowering time, they're like a different, which the two cameras work better than the rabbit scan, and there's no significant difference between these two cameras. So one interesting thing is we got better relationship with yield, but not the the biomass. The reason for that is, so we collected the biomass at a 50 by 50 centimeter fault bed. It's pretty small. And when we collect the yield, is we use a larger, bigger area to collect the yield, and it's really hard to get accurate active output sensor, because when you are holding the sensor in the field, you should be holding like this way on the top of the row. But after time, I will feel tired, so I will rotate a little bit, so I will get bad readings. So with that, I want to thank my major professor, Dr. Rivera Passat, and Dr. Antonio Acevedo, and Russell Daly for field preparation and cleanup. Victor Tome is my PIC with whom I can get the illegal data. And Blake and Adam for wheat planting. And I want to thank Soil Testing Lab from K-State and my family for taking my kit when I were working. With that, I'm glad to take any question. Thank you. Yes, I flew both.
With the red edge at a lower altitude just to get.
Yeah, I put the converted camera and the red edge camera side by side on the plane. So they're at same altitude, but the resolution is different. That is just because of the sensor itself. Please. Oh, yeah. So we have a NICIOS grade calibration panel, and we got the true reflectance from each shade of gray, and we plot at a different wavelength, different band. And actually, you will see that the NDVI data getting from the converted camera will be more condensed compared to the data from MicSense Red Edge. The reason for that, I think you guys know that the different band will get the infrared information will go to all three bands and it get contaminated. That's why it's condensed. So my calibration method actually has two steps. I just showed you the first one here. So the first step is to move the values to the right level. And the second step is to stretch the data to get the right scale. So like first you want to get normally like 0.4 or 0.5 in the middle of rain season, and then you want to see the more availability. So my method is two steps. First, put at the right level. Second, put at the right range. And I'm working on that right now. Any more questions? Please. So for the imagery, I put the quadrant there. And right after the image collection, I collect the biomass right in the quad. And for the active optical sensor, actually I didn't just put on the quad because the quad is too white, too bright, there's some pixel contamination. So I will first remove the cord and then take the active sensor. It will maybe move a little bit, and that's why maybe I get the low relationship with biomass. Yeah, and also the way you hold the active sensor will influence the output. So if you on the top of the row and in the between of the two rows, it would be different, and that's mostly influenced in corn field, because if you put it in the middle, you can see the bottom part of the corn, but on the top you will only see the top, and you lose the part of under the canopy. Yeah, it's not easy to keep the because the distance between the canopy to the sensor, you cannot keep consistent, and that's another factor can influence your data. But with camera, you can always go back and reassemble. If this is not right, get the right polygon to the right position. So that's another advantage for the imagery.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.